All right. Good morning, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is for you. This is Dr. Nichols with your inspirational message of today. This is Dr. Nichols with your inspirational message of today. Listen, I'm going to give you these points, but I want to title this one, Let Nobody Cost You Your Destiny. Let nobody cost you your destiny. And I think that sometimes we get so caught up in what other people's views are of us that we totally forget who God say that we are. When God says it, that settles it. Stop going backwards and forwards with people on the things that God has already revealed to you and that He's already told you. Nobody can come and speak anything foreign to you that God has not spoken to you. And let me go a little bit deeper with you. Stop letting people prophesy lie to you. Yeah, I said what I said. Listen, stop letting people prophesy lie to you. In other words, they want to prophesy, but they prophesy lying. So they're coming to you, telling you all of the things that you want to hear, but not necessarily things that you need to hear that's directly coming from God and not themselves. See, people will fish and they will try to find out things about you and try to bring certain things to you that they think that's appealing to you. But let me explain something to you. This is what I've learned in almost 52 years. This is what I've learned. If God spoke it to me, it wasn't a conference call. And when God spoke it to me, it was for me and for me alone. So that means that whatever God has for me, it is for me. Whatever God has for you, it is for you. See, we are so complacent by listening to inspirational messages that make us feel good instead of the messages that is going to take us out of our comfort zone. Because comfort conforms us to be lazy. Come on, somebody. Comfort conforms us to be lazy. And when we become lazy, we can't work and do what God called us to do. Point blank, period. We cannot allow anything to distract us. If we're too comfortable, we're distracted. So if we aren't being where God wants us to be, it's because we've gotten lazy, we've gotten content, and it's also because we're not on point and we're not on our job. When God gives you something, He gives you an assignment and He gives you provision. Whatever vision God gave you, He gave you provision. Stop letting people knock you off task on doing the things that you know that you should be doing. Just stop for real. So I got 6 points that I'm gonna leave with you. And my topic again is let nobody cost you your destiny. Let nobody cost you your destiny. That includes friends, family, loved ones, husband, wives, children, grandchildren, great grandchildren, nieces, nephews, cousins, auntie, uncle, nobody. Absolutely nobody. But point number one is this here: define your destiny. That's the first thing you got to do is define your destiny. Define your destiny. How do you do that? Sometimes you just got to take time to reflect and understand what your true passion is, what your goals are that you write down, and what are your aspirations. And sometimes you got to learn. If you're not clear on what you're supposed to be doing, how in the world are you going to try to explain it to someone else who's supposed to come on board and help you? And let me say this here. Let me say this here real, real quick so I can let you understand something. If you have the wrong people in position around you, they would knock you straight off course on the things that you're supposed to be doing. They would knock you straight off course on what you're supposed to be doing. Learn to be clear about what you want to achieve in your life and what really brings you fulfillment, because everything ain't about everybody else. Everything's not about everybody else. Sometimes God just wants you to do what he called you to do without the opinion and the views of others. And sometimes, and what I've learned is when I'm silent, I'm speaking loud through my actions. When I'm silent, oh, I'm speaking, but are you noticing and are you listening? Are you listening with your ears and are you hearing with your heart? When I'm silent, just know that I'm working. When I'm silent, just know I can't be stopped. When I'm silent, just know for sure that God is doing a new thing in me and he didn't want any disturbances. And that's what I'm trying to get you all to see. Stop letting people disturb your peace. Stop letting people disturb your progress. Point number two, develop a strong sense of self-worth. Develop a strong sense of self-worth. What do I mean by that? Sometimes you got to recognize and embrace your own values as an individual. As an individual, everything can be collective. You got to learn to embrace your own values. Don't let anybody diminish your worth. Don't let anybody make you feel unworthy of achieving your destiny, because how a person feels about you achieving your goals has nothing to do with you. Nothing to do with you. As my sister said, it's none of my business. How you feel about me achieving my destiny has nothing to do with me. Because in the process of that, I'm cultivating self-love and self-acceptance to help build a solid foundation for pursuing my dream. It ain't got nothing to do with you. I'm pursuing my dream that has nothing to do with you. So develop a strong sense of self-worth. Point number three, be proactive and take ownership. Be proactive and take ownership. When you're proactive, that means that you're going to take some steps towards fulfilling your destiny. That just simply means that you're not just going to be reactive. You're going to be proactive to actually to take the necessary steps in fulfilling your destiny. And you know what? You got to be accountable for your actions and the decisions that you make. You need to be responsible for that. Stop relying on other people to determine your path. You need to do that. You're empowered. You're empowered to take ownership of your choices. You're empowered to take ownership of the goals that you have set. Nobody else is. Nobody else is. Point number four, stay true to your values. Stay true to your values, even if other people can't understand it. Stay true to your values. Stop letting people take you off course. Stay true to your values, because your values is going to guide your decisions. Your values are also going to they're also going to lead you to your actions. Your values are going to guide you to your decisions, and it's also going to guide you to your actions. What I'm trying to say is stop compromising. Stop compromising your integrity. Stop compromising your principles that you have for the sake of others' opinions, for some temporary benefits. It's temporary. That's all that it is. But yet and still, you want to be in alignment with some foolishness. We're not doing that over here. It's a no for me. Get somebody else to do it. Stay in alignment with what matters most to you. And guess what? Let it shape your path towards your destiny. And that's what it's going to do. If you stay in alignment, I want you to go with me for a second. If you stay in alignment with what matters most to you, it is going to shape your path towards your destiny. It is going to take you to the level that you probably thought you never would get to, but God is trying to take you there, right? Stay true to your values. I don't care what other people are doing. I don't care how many TikToks you watch, how many Instagram reels that you see, how many Facebook posts that you see. Stay true to your values. Point number five, get the support from genuine people. Get the support from genuine people. Get the support from genuine people. What do I mean by that? that simply means that we got to find people who are genuinely concerned about us and our well-being. And we're concerned also about our well-being. And we're also concerned about other people and their well-being. Everybody can't just be there for you. You got to be there for other people. Some people will never acknowledge that they're not there for you and you're there for them. They won't acknowledge that. So you have to make sure that you have the people where things can be reciprocated and not just one-sided. Find some people that's going to understand you and that's going to be okay with you doing what you got to do. I mean, like, for real. And my final point, let go of the negativity and toxic influences. Let go of negativity and toxic influences. I'm going to say that again. Let go of negativity and toxic influences. See, let me explain something to you. Some of y'all been in some dead-end relationships, and y'all know that it's toxic. Y'all still trying to hold on, and they trying to hold on to you. It's time for you at this point to understand that your destiny is within your grasp. Your destiny is right there. But if you keep holding on to anything that is going to stop you from moving forward and progressing, that's called toxic bond. You need to let that go and let them go. At the end of the day, this is about you moving forward in your destiny. And again, this is Dr. Nichols signing off. Be blessed, but never stressed.